and try to rule you. It ain't nobody, nobody business but you.
That for sure.
Oh, give me one rusty dollar to buy me a Philly collie. It ain't nobody, please don't think about mine. Yeah, yeah. Buy me one rusty dollar to buy me a Philly collie. It ain't nobody, nobody business but mine.
That's the truth. They ain't got no business.
Oh, sometimes you get boozy. You go home and you try to rule your family, but it ain't nobody, nobody business but yours.
That's your business, ain't mine.
Yeah, sometimes have to get boozy. Come home and try to rule you. It ain't nobody, nobody business but mine.
You have to tend to your business, your home.
That's it.
Okay, where are we going at now?
I'm tired. Yeah.
You know, I gotta get up. I gotta go.
I gotta do a few more numbers by yourself, all right?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Had a sweetheart, he was sweet as anybody could be. I got hopes. Now I ain't got nobody, nobody cares for me. I am swinging, oh my say, happy I can be. Never need to turn it. There is nobody to care for me. That's why I'm so sad and lonely, lonely. I want somebody to take a chance with me. Come and give me a tune.
Come. see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. It makes me think of what I have left behind. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my getaway. Let me be your little dog. Tell your big dog come home. May I be your little dog. Tell your big dog come home. When your big dog come, please tell him what your little dog has done. Walking down the street here. Well, I'm trying to think of,
Can you sing?
No, I know he can't. I know he can't sing, is it? What do you say? In the evening, the sun will go down. Mr. Dixon. Mr. Fred Dixon, step up here a minute.
In the evening when the sun go down.
That's
an old blues.
Me and my sweet walking down the street. Was it my sweet walking down the street?
In the evening, mama when the sun go down.
Ain't it lonesome?
I love it. That's fine. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Ida. We'll be seeing Ida Goodson again this evening, briefly on the main stage around 8 or 8:30, so don't miss her there. And now last on our program, but certainly not least, we have Roy Bookbinder, who will be interpreting blues for us in the way only he can. So let us get the stage quickly set for Roy, and we'll have him on in just a minute.
Hear that all right? I know you can hear it. Well, I went down to a big crap game, and it certainly was against my will. I lost every gosh darn nickel I had but a greenback dollar bill. A $40 bet was on the floor, and my buddy's point was 9. But when the police come, they grabbed all of us. But I got mine. Yep, I got mine. I got mine. I got it all at Good Sport. I've been shooting dice all the time. Some of them boys got 30 days, whilst others, they got 9. When they brought those stripes in the very next morning, I got mine. Gotta make a little adjustment here. That's not the end of it. That's an interruption there. Gotta adjust everything to the humidity here. Not this humid in Tampa. Yep, I got mine. I got mine. I said I got it all at Good Sport. I've been shooting dice all the time. You know some of them boys got 30 days, whilst others, they got 9. So when they brought those stripes in the very next morning, I got mine. Let me tell you about a barber shop right here on Old Florida Street. It's the only place on any Saturday night that the gambling band will meet. Well, some of them will come for a haircut, and others come for a scrap. You see, me and my buddies going up that way. We're gonna meet to shoot some craps. We're gonna holler now, 7-11. Won't you come, come, come? If you don't, 7-Eleven dies, I'm done, done, done. If I see the police, for he sees me, I'm gonna run, run, run. Cause I'm a leader of the high society, folks says, I got mine. Let me tell you about a turkey feed, you know the dinner, it was certainly fine. About 15 minutes before the table was set, all them jitterbugs fell in line. When they brought those gobblers out, the rascals I did shine. Well, you can talk about a rascal, I grabbed it and I got mine. Yeah, I got mine. Whoa, whoa, I got mine. I grabbed that gobbler right by his wing, and at the back door I went flying. Try to make it down to a hiding place, I couldn't get there in time. Hey, rascal, grab me right by my collar and I got mine. Said I got mine, I got mine. You know I got it all at Good Sport. I've been shooting dice all the time. Some of them boys sick of 30 days and others they got 9. When I brought those stripes in the very next morning, ooh, I got, you know that I went to my very best gal's house in an hour, it was just about 9. I wasn't dressed up exactly like Henry Ford, but I was looking mighty doggone fine. When I caught her sitting in another rascal's lap, I didn't like that sign. Well, I told that rascal what I thought about him, ooh. Thank you very much. That's an old-time song I learned from a great man from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Pink Anderson was his name. He's a dear friend of mine. He made 2 records in 1928 before he drifted off into obscurity. I got quite nervous when my second record came out, but we made it through that.
I met Pink Anderson in Spartanburg back in the 60s. He could not comprehend that anybody still wants to play this kind of music. He looked at me and he listened. He says, "What in the world are you singing them old songs for?" I said, "I love them." He said, "You do." He looked at me, could not believe it. 73 years old. I said, "And they pay me to play them." He said, "They don't." I said, "Not a great deal, but yeah, they do." Pink gave me all of his songs that day. He said, "They're mine now." He was done with them. So I'd like to do you one of my earliest hits now, one that came out in 1928 on Columbia Records. It's a rare collector. That's right, so behave yourself. You gotta respect your elders now. Now, Pink Anderson did put this out in 28, and it's a very rare old 78 RPM record. And I put this out, same song out in 1976, and it's a rare old collector's item, too. But we do have some of mine with us today. They'll be available all during the program over there under the tent there. See the young lady there, and she'll fix you up with a record. We'll be proud to autograph it for you afterwards if you like. This one called a CC&O Blues. CC&O used to run by Pink's house in Spartanburg. Do this for his memory. If you didn't warn me, why didn't you tell me so? You didn't warn me, why didn't you tell me so? I won't be hanging around your door no more. Said the CC&O, we're the best train ought to ride. CC&O, we're the best train ought to ride. It's a train to ride, passing by your mind. Going up the country, yeah, my time ain't long. Going up the country, yeah, my time ain't long. I'm going up the country, woman, count them days I'm gone. I'm gonna ride that seaboard, either ride the blind. Ride that seaboard, either ride the blind. I'm gonna ride that train. You call that CC line. Well, Mama told me, and so did Father too. Mama told me, and so did Father too. Don't let that CC&O son be the death of you. I wonder where that engine is going. I wonder where that engine is going. Be like riding if it's all night long. To do one now that I didn't learn from an old man. I learned this from an old record. A great singer from Mississippi, his name was Bo Carter, made quite a few recordings back in the 20s and 30s. He was often known as the master of the single entendre blues. This is a family event, so we're not going to do one of those. One of his biggest hits was Banana in Your Fruit Basket Mama Blues. Will be on my next record. Bo Carter wrote and recorded over 300 songs in 1929 about the women that he was associated with that year. The next year, he wrote a lot of songs about drinking. This is one of those songs. It's a fun little song. It's been a good one for him. It's called Let's Get Drunk Again. It goes like this. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Come on, baby, let's drink and get drunk again. Hey, whiskey, what'd you say, gin? Hey, whiskey, what'd you say, gin? Come on, baby, let's drink and get drunk again. It don't make no difference how drunk you might be, because now you don't hold back, baby, from loving me. Well, I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Come on, baby, let's. Got the tub, I got the washboard, you got the tub. Come on, baby, let's rub a dub, rub a dub. I said, now hey, washboard, what'd you say, tub? Hey, washboard, what'd you say, tub? Come on, baby, let's rub a dub. It don't make no difference how tired you might be, because now you don't hold back, baby, from loving me. Well, I got the washboard, you got the tub. I got the washboard, you got the tub. Come on, baby, let's rub it. The gin, I got the whiskey, you got the gin. Come on, baby, let's drink and get drunk again. How about trying that? I got the whiskey, I got the whiskey. Come on, baby, let's try it one more time. Got the whiskey, I got the washboard. Come on, baby, let's. Let's get drunk again. Kicked me out. She broke my nose, split my chin. Said she didn't want me hanging around again. She chased me out through the kitchen and into the hall. Beat me with a chair till my head got sore. I said, that'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. That'll never. said a nickel is a nickel and a dime is a dime. I got a house full of children, neither one of them mine. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. Well, I lived in Chicago in the winter and fall. Told me to wear my overalls. I got broke. It was my fault. I was used to eating pork chops without no salt. And I met a little gal. She had a big mink coat, a Cadillac car, and a 40-foot boat. She pulled a gun and she took my dough. I didn't holler and I didn't get sore. I said, that'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. No, that'll never happen no more. Never happen no more. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I had a sweet little wife that I could not trust. Saturday night, and I got into drinking, feeling all right. Lit up a smoke and I drank some gin. I sat back just waiting for the fun to begin. Well, a little pretty mama come up to me. She said, hey, Roy, daddy, let's. I woke up next morning in an empty bed. My pocket said was empty and a pain in my head. Saying that'll never happen no more. No, that'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. Out on my wagon trying to sell some coal. A good guy around the corner selling jelly. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's a song I heard years ago, and heard it on a record by a great blues singer from Atlanta, Georgia, named Blind Willie McTell. And I found out later that the song was originally done by Butterbeans and Susie, a great group from vaudeville and medicine show days. It's a song all about the King of England. See, that blues can be very cultural. I was on tour in the British Isles back the last time, I think, was 78. The first time I was on tour in the British Isles back in 1969, one of the things I was going to do while I was over there was to research this song to find out about the origins of it. I'd like to know about the songs I do. You know, this was all about the King of England. And it seems the song was called the King Edward Blues. And everybody could have the blues. I got over there and I didn't learn a whole lot about it. Everybody was, it's an interesting culture. Everybody was buying me drinks every time I asked a question, and I didn't learn a whole lot while I was there. I hardly remember the trip. But I read the reviews, they were pretty good. I got back to Tampa, Florida, of all things, on educational TV. They had a TV show about the King of England, King Edward, and Mrs. Simpson. It seemed that he was fooling around with Mrs. Simpson. I missed a few episodes on the TV. I'll give you a rough what happened. He wasn't supposed to mess with Mrs. Simpson, and the powers above the king told him, you have got to leave Mrs. Simpson alone, or baby, it must be love. It must be. Tell me, honey, tell me, please, is my lover hard to please? I'm getting groggy in my knees. Baby, it must be love. Said a funny feeling oozing up and down my spine to my head like sherry wine. Make me think that the world's all mine. Baby, it must be love. Now I hear them church bells ringing, I see them visions clear, I hear them birdies singing, good word there ain't no birdies near. Tell me, honey, tell me, please, is my lover said a hard to please? You know I'm getting groggy in my knees. Baby, it must be love. Now I don't like your little suits and ties, because they never seem to harmonize. Said that they don't match your big brown eyes. Baby, it must be love. I hear them church bells ringing, see visions clear. I hear them birdies singing, good word there ain't no. Tell me, honey, tell me, please, is my lover hard to please? Getting groggy, sitting in my knees. Baby, it must be love. Maybe a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man, king, make you give up everything. Said it every time you feel that sting. Baby, it must be love. Tell me, honey, tell me, please. Said, is my lover hard to please? You know I'm getting groggy in my knees. Baby, it must be love. Well, it made a preacher put his Bible down. Made a little rabbit want to hug a hound. You know it made King Edward give up his crown. Baby, it must, you know that, baby, it must be love. Thank you. Thank you very much, King Edward Blues.